Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Trig Podcast of Joy. I apologize for the background noise. I am in my garage, so it's kind of loud out here, and a lot of feedback, or a lot of not feedback, but background noise and some static. So I apologize for that, but I think this will be a very good update and perhaps some tools for you along your journey. So thank you for being here. Let's get into the show. So I'm trying to work out a lot of what I'm feeling here these days. I feel very anxious and nervous about many things that are swirling in my head. And I feel pretty anxious, pretty scared. First about money and my job and church. Then about my knee that hurts, and I don't want to go to the doctor. I probably should, to see what, if I tore something, need surgery or what. And then, of course, my rib, because of that knee injury, I think it's also hurting me, or who knows, maybe I strained something. I was doing some stuff with the cars the other day, so. But that's been a week or two of annoying rib pain. We all know what that feels like. And then our son, who's moving away to college, and it's very hard for me to not have him around and protect him and guide him and know where he is, friends and all that. The grieving of our beautiful father-in-law, church, and being exhausted in some ways of all the stuff I've been doing. I think I burned myself out. Needing a legitimate break from all of it, but I feel like there's no break in sight because of these things. My knee, my rib, David moving, and then of course my work situation, and floating through life still 2 years later, post my last church. Without a full-time job or steady. I mean, I do have a steady income, but not exactly having landed the plane. It's been very, very exhausting for me. I was close just a few weeks ago, but it didn't happen. I've been close a few times, but I know God has a plan, but I definitely get tired and feel tired. And physically, of course, when my knee began to hurt, or I sprained my knee 2 months ago, that's when all this anxiety really took over, because then I just got so concerned about that and felt bad and all these things. I miss feeling normal and not feeling stressed and anxious. I also have been, on the positive side, been helping some people online with my coaching. It's been really rewarding. I've also been fixing cars, which I love to do for my beautiful children and my wife. I love my wife. I'm in love with her. I love being with her every day of my life. I don't know. I guess that's it. It always feels like it's so much more when I'm thinking about it in bed. And I think really my physical symptoms and then my fears over work and David is really what's on my mind right now. Him moving and not having him around and missing him, and then my knee and my rib and all that stuff and my job. So it's a lot of things, and I feel like it's been a lot of things for a long time, and I feel weary physically. Emotionally, I'm doing fine emotionally for the most part. What is bringing me joy? Our children, my wife, recording these podcasts, my songs, fixing cars, my house, our dog, mowing the lawn with my wife, putting new lights. My mommy was just here a month ago or so. My content, I'm not really right now enjoying or doing a lot of beat making or recording artists, which is kind of sad, but it's okay. It was a good season. I doubt it will come back. Maybe I doubt it, though. My subbing was a joy, absolutely. Love the kids, the school. I pray that I can work there again in the fall. Teach full time, yes, I think. Or just keep subbing, I don't know. Work at a church, perhaps. I was close. I would like to have a steady income and do what I love. Doing worship would be great. So I think that's it. I don't know. I think I need to move my body with my wife. I need to just be with her, kiss her, hug her, go out with her, enjoy my beautiful wife. Go with her to Oregon and grieve with her, her father, bring back. Oh, yeah, I think. Yeah, no, I was going to say my mom, Rochelle's mom's car. Yeah, that was a loss. It basically just blew a gasket, literally. So that was tough. But by the grace of God, we're going to be able to get another car. So that's very, very fun. Very thankful for that. And financially, we're at a good place. I'm close. And I have a job, as I said. And trusting God for a new job soon here. Yeah, I'd like to do worship. I think that's really where my sweet spot is, doing worship in the church. I think that's what I want to do. So I think the lesson that I want to leave with you that I'm learning is that sometimes pain and difficulty, it clarifies things. It helps us to know who we are, what we're supposed to do. People like us that are so creative and have a million ideas, sometimes we need to learn the hard way. That really is the only way to learn sometimes. And this little crisis that I'm going through, that I've been going through maybe for 2 years, I think it's clarifying some things for me. And I feel like I have a focus and a direction, and my heart is speaking to me. When you're going through trials, listen to your heart. Even if the message isn't clear or is all over the place, listen to what remains. Don't listen to your panic. Don't listen to your fears. Listen to your heart. Even if what your heart says, like in my case, worship, it's something that you thought wasn't for you anymore. Listen to the simple message of who you are. And then realize that once you open that door, there's a million beautiful doors behind that door. You're not just stuck with the one thing. For me, the worship door is going to open so many other doors. So listen to your heart. Go with your heart. Be simple. Don't overcomplicate it. Even if it feels like you're going backwards, you have no idea what God has in store for you behind that simple choice. If you need my coaching, I'd love to work with you. DavidTrigg.com/coaching, or just leave me a message. Email me, trigg@davidtrigg.com. Let's get started. Thanks so much for being here, and I'll see you next time. Adios.